Jones and Keefe on a Patriots Friday here on WEEI. Christian Arcan, Andy Hart take over at 2 o'clock as Patriots Friday rolls on. We've talked a lot about the Patriots and the Jets on Sunday in Foxborough. Pat's looking to right the ship. And for more on that, we're joined on a Patriots Friday by Patriots offensive coordinator Alex Van Pelt. He's brought to you by Rate. Visit Shant, Shantweei.com to learn more. And by McFarlane Energy, a Lennox premier dealer. Alex Van Pelt, how are we doing this week?
Good. How you guys doing?
Good.
We're doing well. I want to circle back to week three, the last matchup, Patriots and Jets. You said you had some regrets coming out of that first game. I know you don't want to get into scheme and too in the weeds on that, but what are some of those regrets and how do you plan on addressing them?
Yeah, no, I think the biggest two would be, you know, getting Jacoby hit on the first play and then later on the second quarter on the keepers. Those are not a good idea by me, and won't be seeing that again for a while.
One of the big talking points this week, of course, was Coach Mayo calling the team soft on Sunday night, and then the next day kind of changing it and saying they're playing soft. Would you agree with Coach Mayo and his assessment?
Hey, we got to just play better. I don't know what that means. You know, we got to play harder, we got to play longer, and we have to play better. And I don't know, that was Coach's comment, you know, but for us offensively, we need to be more physical. We need to play harder and longer than we have in the past here. So rallying cry for everybody. We've got to get out there and, you know, get some action going in the run game. I wasn't very good last week at all. Very poor on our part. So whatever that means, we got to play harder, longer. I know that.
You were a player in the league. You've been in the league for a long time. You ever called soft by a coach?
Hey, I don't want to get into the softness. I mean, it is. The film never lies. So whatever that looks like, we weren't good enough. I don't know what you want to call it, but we have to be better offensively. You know, I look at it through that lens, you know, completely. We just need to be better. We need to play longer and play harder, like I said. But, yeah, it is what it is. And if it worked, if it rallies us, great. You know, it should. It should piss us off. And our play should piss us off. Our record should piss us off. So anything that gets us going, playing harder and longer will be great this week.
Speaking of pissed off, it seems like the receivers every week on your team are pissed off and taking to social media to voice their displeasure or talking to a reporter in the locker room about their displeasure. How have you gone about handling that? It seems like every week it's one or two different guys saying something else.
Yeah, I mean, receivers, they, you know, obviously they want the football, and that's part of being a receiver. I wouldn't be happy to have guys on the team that didn't want to touch the ball. That's part of it. You know, we're progressing. As an offense, we're growing, you know, in the pass game. I think it's shown over the last 2 weeks we're getting better in that area. And, again, a win heals a lot of ills. But our main focus is getting all of our attention focused on the Jets this week. It's a huge challenge for us offensively. It's a very good defense over there. Didn't do well against them last time. So our focus should be centrally nailed in on just getting ready for these Jets.
And, I mean, receivers for sure always want the ball. Is there a difference, though, in – you know, a guy like Randy Moss or Terrell Owens demanding the football versus some of these guys that are first year, second year, don't really have quite a track record that are still kind of saying a lot of the same things?
Yeah, no, I think it's the competitive nature. Guys obviously want to contribute and help the team, and it feels like when we're not getting wins, they're not helping in the way they feel like they should. So, again, I do think this is, again, a work in progress. I think we've improved. Over the last 2 weeks, especially in the pass game, I think Drake's done a nice job of seeing the field and distributing the ball. You know, guys had made big plays for us. I thought Hunter did a great job last week in the pass game. KJ came in and scored a touchdown late in the game. I mean, those balls will keep finding those guys. You just got to keep working hard.
Alex Van Pelt, Patriots offensive coordinator here on Patriots Friday. Jones and Keefe on WEEI. There's a team meeting this week. Why was it called?
No, always a team meeting, just to address some of the things that we needed to get better at. You know, not out of the norm, nothing new. It happens every Wednesday we have a team meeting. So nothing was really new. It was just a refocusing effort to get everybody to work a little bit harder, a little bit longer.
Was it purely on-field, or was there off-field elements to it as well?
I don't understand. It was a team meeting. We always have it 8 o'clock on Wednesday afternoons. Nothing was different than any other week.
Okay. So, well, I guess just yeah. We heard Kendrick Bourne discuss, and I know Gerard Mayo said maybe it was out of context. I'm not sure it was, but the idea that players need to focus more with their nutrition and their recovery and even going out before games. To be clear and put a point to it, was there any discipline doled out after the London trip for players?
No, not that I'm aware of. I mean, obviously, it would stay in-house if it were, but I'm not aware of anything. I thought we were on point in London, and guys were where they were supposed to be. And you know, I don't understand the question. To be honest with you, I thought we had a good trip. We prepared well. Guys were ready to go. We just didn't get the win on Sunday, but there was nothing that I'm aware of.
Whose decision is the active, like wide receivers, for example, on game day? It seems like every week there's been two guys inactive, and the other four have been active, and then playing time obviously has varied. Does that come down to you? Do you get to pick which receivers are playing on Sunday?
No, I don't. It's a collaborative. We talked through it. Ultimately, it's Coach Mayo's decision of who goes, and we're going to get the best guys out there that give us the best chance to win each week, and that may look different from week to week.
Against Jacksonville, going back to that game in London again, you were down 15 and went for two. Whose call is that?
I'm not going to discuss who makes those decisions. Ultimately, we had a chance to go for two there. Statistically, if you looked at it, if you really want to dive deep, the teams that go for two in that situation win at a higher percentage of the teams that go for two later in the game, quite honestly, statistically speaking. So it's a decision you feel like you're going to need to, you'll know what you need later in the game, as opposed to, having a 2-point play come down in the last play. You'll know what you need to score twice or once. So statistically, it's a 50-50, a little bit higher for going for it in the situation when we did.
Is there anything to, and I understand the numbers are the numbers, is there anything to, you just scored, you can make it a one possession game, put the pressure on Jacksonville? Like, is there any, and maybe it's harder to quantify, but any element to that where you say, let's keep it a one score game to keep the pressure on the other team for the first time since early in the game?
Yeah, I mean, that's one way to look at it for sure. We didn't do that in this situation. Again, statistically, it's supported. Which way you go, it's a 50-50 proposition. In hindsight, you can look back and say that. Had we scored, had we kept our feet and had a chance to score there, we're not having this conversation.
You've talked about needing to run the ball better. The first two games of the season, Ramondre Stevenson had 46 carries. He's had 38 in the last four. Has that just been sort of the way the game has gone? Is that something to do with the fumbles, a little bit of everything? What is that?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing to do with the fumbles. Have ultimate confidence in Ramondre. But kind of a situational. You get, where you are in the game. Are you playing with the lead? Are you playing behind? Are you two scores down? I'd love to hand the ball off 35 times to Ramondre in a game and let him go to work. But sometimes the game won't allow you to do that.
Do you guys hear any of the outside noise? Like, I know it's easy to say, tune out the noise, don't listen to it. Do you guys hear any of the outside noise?
Oh, the good news is I absolutely do not. I've never listened to the radio. I never read a paper. When the news comes on, I turn the news off. That's just the way I've lived my life. I learned my lesson a long time ago. The people that matter, the people that are inside this building, those are the guys that I listen to. So quite honestly, if everybody took that approach from inside this building, it would probably help them all. They sleep a lot better at night. We know we're working. We know we're trying to get better, and we're improving. We've improved over the last 2 weeks, especially in the past game. So keeping those down, again, handle the things you can handle inside, and everybody's going to have an opinion. That's the beauty of America. I just choose not to listen.
So Bill was in that building for a long time, Bill Belichick, and he pushed back very strongly on the feeling on the team. That's not noise that you hear, even from someone like Bill. I get not listening to us, but even someone like Bill Belichick.
I'm probably the oddball in this. My wife will say I heard something on the radio, and I'll say stop right there. Like, I don't listen to anything. I truly don't. I don't have any social media. I don't even understand TikTok. Instagram, all those, I don't dabble in any of that. So it's really easy for me not to see anything. So I keep my blinders on and focused on the work.
What radio shows does your wife listen
to?
Yeah,
well, yeah, she like, I don't know, 10 like 10 to 2 on WEI?
Yeah, I don't know. It's probably you guys.
Probably.
Yeah, something tells me maybe not.
All right, we'll end on, my last one's a hard-hitting one. Do you have a favorite Halloween candy?
Oh, man, candy corns, I think.
Wow.
That's about the only time of the year I would eat them. Yeah.
Wow, so
you're a big Jones is a big fan.
I'm one of the few, I think, who like candy corn. So you and I, Alex.
How about that?
How about that?
All right.
Pretty good.
All right. Nah, I like that. You got good taste.
All right, Alex Van Pelt, part of our coordinator series on Fridays here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI Patriots Friday. Alex, we appreciate it. Best of luck this weekend against the Jets.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.
Alex Van Pelt joining us here. As all our guests on a Patriots Friday do, we're going to talk to Mike and Wenny a little bit. Candy corn guy.
candy corn.
I did not see that.
No, that's on brand, Jones.
Think so?
Do you think?
You said I should try them again. I haven't had them in a long time.
Yeah, taste buds change, Keith.
Maybe next week I'll bring in some candy corns.
Do you think, is there any chance that his wife listens to the show very clearly.
Loves the show.
She loves this show.
Yeah.
Is there any chance she's heard me talking about candy corn and that was like an olive branch from him?
No.
No, no,
no, there's zero chance.
That's not happening.
No, that never happened.
What do you mean?
No, that didn't happen at all.
What do you mean?
What'd you think? You think he's...
Well...
So, I think
there was a theme.
I think there's a few things that jump out of there. I don't think he was wild about going for two. He immediately was
I agree with you.
The stats.
No,
he didn't really push him that hard.
I agree with you.
The stats.
No.
He did not want to go for two, at least in my opinion.
The text line is interpreting that backwards. I'm 100% with you. He didn't like going for two. That was my takeaway.
He also had...
You know, we got to play harder. We got to play longer. We need to play harder and longer. We got to play harder and longer. We need to play longer and play harder. Like playing harder and longer. So,
true story. That was an old New Year's resolution of mine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Never panned out. But those were two goals that I did have. Myself.
Yeah.
But yeah, the people were like, that's the new, we're on to Cincinnati.
Yeah, it was something.
So if they play long and hard, we know the message got through.
I like how I go, was there any discipline after London? And he goes, I don't understand the question. I mean, you don't understand the question.
What's worse?
I don't understand the question.
You don't have to like the question.
Oh, odd questions worse.
Odd questions worse?
Yeah, I think so.
He understood it. He just felt it was odd. Yours, he didn't even understand. Why don't you try giving him a question? Understand?
Says something about him. I think.
No, Billy, break the tie. What's worse?
Odd question or doesn't understand the question?
I think they doesn't understand. He doesn't understand it.
Doesn't understand it.
Yeah, that's worse.
That's about him.
Mm-hmm. The odd question
speaks to his. He probably doesn't even know what an antipode is.
Yeah, he might not. Yeah, Nick should have. Nick's got one follow up here.
Yeah,
antipode.
Alex clearly not a glasses wearer. He doesn't understand that question.
He claims to ignore all outside noise, which I would say if that's true, good.
Yeah.
Because Twitter has not been kind to him this season.
That's not true. He just said his wife listens to everything and tells him.
That's true.
So that's not true.
Hopefully she stays off of Twitter because that's a bad scene on game day.
We ignore the noise. We only listen to the people in the building. Well, Bill was in that building for a long time.
Bill
you don't listen to him either.
Yeah.
All right.
But I don't think he wanted to go for two. And I don't think he certainly, my guess is, knew that calling the team soft was not going to play well. Right?
Yeah. I think he.
Longer and harder. Wants to go quite the opposite.
You know, that's a good point.
Thank you very much.
I didn't even think about
that. That's what that is.
We're not soft.
No, we're long and hard.
We're long and hard. That's what we are. You think we're soft?
Jeez.
No, we are not.
We are the opposite of that.
We are indeed the opposite of that. So I thought that was a good point.
Not on our watch. But no, that was good. I thought.
Well, this isn't very nice.
I thought
37937. What's worse, candy corn or Alex Van Pelt's play calling?
Don't read those. Don't read those.
I didn't.
Come on.
Yeah, I didn't. That's not what I said. I'm just choosing to read with the Twitch chat.
No, I know
you
are, but that's
okay.
Ridiculous.
Can I be relayed what's going on back there with Umwenu? What's going on back there?
Is Big Mike coming on?
Is that shortly?
Shortly.
Okay, you know what that means, Keith?
What does it mean?
Oh, that means.
Oh! Rich Keith, what is going to be a couple of keys?
And now, what are your two keys tonight?
Keith presents.
So you're basically listing like 10 things, and out of those 10, four of them come correct. And you're like, see, I told you.
Keith's Keys.
Today's keys to the game.
Keith's Keys.
Time for the keys to the game.
Keys to tonight's game.
Who's going
to
win?
Probably one of the worst segments I've ever heard on Boston Radio.
Only the keys can tell.
There's your key right there.
Keith's Keys.
It's Keith's Keys.
All right, folks, this is the big one. The Patriots, 1-6, taking on the New York Jets, 2-5. Patriots are home dogs. They're getting 7 points. Last check, the total was 40.5. This game will be played 1 o'clock at Gillette Stadium. Are you ready?
I'm so ready. What a game this is going to be.
Out of all the teams in the AFC East, the Jets rank 5th in division titles. There's currently 4 teams in the division.
The Colts were good.
They were.
Yeah.
Tony Boselli went 2-1 against the Jets in his Hall of Fame career, but Bruce Armstrong doesn't believe he should be in the Hall of Fame.
Don't really see how that fits.
Christian Ellis is 2 special teams tackles away from having 10 special teams tackles on the season. Mark Brunell ended his career with the Jets after a 17-year career where he spent 7 of them with teammate Tony Boselli, who Bruce Smith thinks should not be in the Hall of Fame. Former Jets quarterback Joe Namath isn't just the ultimate jock. He's also now been in over 150 television shows and specials. You might remember him as Joe Namath on The Brady Bunch. Joe Namath in Here's Lucy. Joe Namath in Married with Children. And Joe Namath in ALF.
Wow, he was on ALF.
The Jets had 7 sacks against the Patriots in their first matchup, but that's when the Pats had a literal statue as their quarterback. They've since changed quarterbacks.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Buddy the Elf's brother, Michael, wears a Wayne Corbett jersey in the movie Elf.
Is Wayne Corbett about to catch a stray here?
The Patriots are 18-4 against the Jets in Gillette Stadium and had won 14 in a row prior to last year.
House of Horrors.
The Patriots were 37-10 against the Jets under Bill Belichick and are 37-46-1 under every other head coach. When on the Jets, Brett Favre harassed a reporter.
Wasn't a good move by him.
Founded in 1959, the Jets have only made the playoffs 14 times in franchise history.
That sounds low.
Aaron Rodgers is most likely to throw a touchdown on second down.
Clip that.
Aaron Rodgers is most likely to throw an interception on third down.
Clip that.
And finally, Jones, neither team has a Derek, so if you're looking for some Derek football, you won't find some this Sunday.
Man, no Derek's. That's a shame, though. Were there no Derek's last week as well?
There's no Derek's. We've had Derek's only in the Houston game. Patriots lost that game.
It didn't go well last week for the Patriots.
0-1 against Derek's, 1-5 against no Derek's.
Something. Gotta give.
I'm gonna take Jets -7.
When you add it all up.
I'm adding it all up. Well, maybe you jump the math in my head.
Maybe you jump the gun though, Keith, because I do have one more that I want to add here.
All right.
Since purchasing the New England Patriots in 1994, Robert Kraft's team has gone 45-18 against the New York Jets.
No.
Wait, what do you mean? What do you mean no?
No.
It's a Jones key.
Keith's keys.
No,
it doesn't work the same.
What do you mean?
We end on the Derek's. We don't add whatever that was.
You know what?
Robert Kraft keys?
You don't want a Jones key?
No, Jones
keys. It's right out of the game notes.
No. Look what it says on Twitch. Keith's keys.
Probably mandated by Robert that note's in
alliteration.
There.
What, you didn't like the Christian Ellis one? That didn't knock you back?
He's almost a 10 special team.
He almost has 10 special
teams.
You
know what people across New England now are going to do when they sit down and watch the game at 1 o'clock?
Yeah.
Opening kickoff, they're like, come on.
Yes.
Two away.
Come on.
Cut it in half.
He can only do one at a time.
Who's Hunter Henry going to pass in 7th in receiving yards?
Yeah, where was that?
Well, tune in next week. Maybe you'll find out. That wasn't in my notes that I had.
Okay.
Wasn't in there.
All right, so the Jones key. We don't want.
No.
You know, Jones key's not a thing?
No.
I'll get a better one next week.
It's not going to work.
I'll get the better one. No. Look, a lot of people give suggestions and insight on the game.
Yeah.
No one gives you the insight like Keith.
That's right.
Each and every Friday leading
I think we've
up.
We've nailed it so far this year.
Yeah. I mean, that.
And by the way,
that
this
Derek
is,
Edge?
Yeah, the Derek's is significant.
I mean, that's insight you only get here.
Also, I've already done 2 keys to the Jets. So, truth be told, I burned through a lot of the good ones week 3.
I absolutely napalmed the list
week 3.
I can't wait to hear the second Dolphins game.
It's going to be trouble. Just like other like whale facts. Like, it's not even Dolphins anymore.
I'm scrambling.
I gave you all the good Dolphins. Yeah, that's true. Dolphins.
Yeah, you should have mixed
the Bills. It's like, isn't the Bills twice in like 3 weeks or whatever?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be real tight.
Rough.
Yeah.
You have to save some for the second week.
Yeah. Could have mixed in a Boeing joke. That would have been very newsy and topical.
Next time.
Could have done that. Yeah, maybe next time.
I know.
Okay, well, that's the keys there. Keys,
they don't
keys.
Even play in New York.
every Friday. Billy Lanny has all the latest
Let's
in
go,
trending.
Bill.
It's a Patriots Friday. So I think
Michael Onwenu could join mid-trending. You don't know.
Well, he could join mid-trending.
Yep.
You might hear him in grab bag. Speaking of which, coming up next, time for Yes, Keith.
If we asked Alex Van Pelt what the keys to the game were, pretty sure he would have said longer and harder.
Longer, harder, uncut.
It's time for Grab Bag.
Oh, it certainly is. Time for
grab bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI, stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program. And Jones, the Fall Classic is upon us.
Oh, the people won't stop talking about it.
Oh, everywhere you turn, it's World Series this, World Series that. Who do you like? Who don't you like? It is Yankees Dodgers. So Major League Baseball couldn't ask for a better matchup. It's Aaron Judge, Garrett Cole, Juan Soto, and the Yankees versus Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts, and the Dodgers. Game one tonight, 8:08. It is Cole versus Flaherty. Who do you got in the series?
I have the Dodgers. I'm rooting for the Dodgers. Same. I also think they're going to win. And I'll tell you what, I mean, this is part of the reason why maybe Alex Cora was comfortable signing his extension in Boston. Like, remember, weeks, months ago, he could get the Phillies job, he could get the Dodgers job, he could get the Yankees job. Well, now they're in the World Series. Everybody's going to keep their job.
Yeah.
And Alex Cora got paid here. So I don't know how many options he would have had. But that's a long way of saying I don't think Dave Roberts is getting fired because I think the Dodgers are winning. And it's just, it's so baseball to have October going on, playoff baseball, day in, day out, and then take a week off. And now you got to restart the World Series. And you do it on a Friday night of all nights on an NFL weekend. Not a good move.
No, not great. Although it is amazing that, you know, how often do you get the matchup at the beginning of the year that you would want, or like the two best players? Because for so many years,
it's a
Mike
perfect
Trout
outcome
doesn't even
for baseball.
Play in the playoffs, for God's sakes. Yeah. You have Ohtani and Judge. That alone is amazing, let alone the markets and the teams and the franchises.
Markets and players, you couldn't script it any better. That's true, but maybe you could have scripted it better by starting it on, like, Tuesday.
Yeah, Friday night.
Wednesday, yeah.
Friday Night Lights, I don't know.
Grab bag.
College football schedule, Jones, tomorrow. Number 12 Notre Dame versus number 24 Navy. Number 1 Oregon at home against number 20 Illinois. Number 15 Alabama already with two losses, home to number 21 Missouri. Number 5 Texas is at ranked Vanderbilt, who's 25th. LSU is 8th, and they are at number 14 Texas A&M. Any of these games jumping out at you?
I think that last one is the best game. Like, you know, you have a bunch of top 25 games. I'll be interested in Notre Dame and Navy. I want to see how real Navy is. Vandy being ranked at home is interesting, but I think the best game is LSU and A&M.
Also, you get BC tonight versus Louisville.
Yeah,
I believe the Parlay Princess, Courtney Cox, is going to be at that game.
Oh, she's going to be at it. I thought you were going to say she was wagering on it, which
can't do it. You got to go down to Rhode Island for that.
You know somebody, but yeah, or you could go down to Rhode Island. That's true.
Yeah, you could.
But yeah, no, she'll be there. She's all ready to go to the BC game. Yeah.
I didn't kill my wife. I don't
grab bag.
All right, what do we got?
Oh, well, for the second time in grab bag history,
how about this?
We have a guest. It is Patriots offensive lineman Mike Unwenu on a Patriots Friday. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Mike Unwenu, welcome to the grab bag.
What's up?
Hey. We're doing well. We were just talking to your offensive coordinator, Alex Van Pelt. Some of the questions about Jerod Mayo calling out the team this week, calling them soft. Do you agree you're a soft team?
No, I don't think he was calling us soft in terms of like just in general, like us being soft. I think he was saying our style of play and what he's used to us putting on film. I would say the last few weeks we haven't been putting good tape out, and just in terms of our physicality, speaking for myself and O-line.
What was the response by the team? Is that something you guys talked about? Did you address it, or is everybody just moving on?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you address it, you know, it's being said. You know, we all talked about it, I guess, you know, when we first came back after the game. But, you know, everybody took it as a challenge and took it to have a better week of practice and then have that translate to the game.
Was it something that he said post-game to you guys in the locker room, or did you hear about it from the post-game press conference, like when all of us heard about it?
In terms of the words, I would just say, you know, we heard about it when everyone else, but in the message after the game, I mean, obviously we were disappointed. It was a game that we lost, and we didn't play that well. So just in general, obviously it's a loss, so there's nothing else that can come from it.
Bill Belichick disagreed, for what it's worth, with you guys being a soft team. He said he hurt for some of the players, specifically on defense, hurt for them. What do you think of those comments?
I mean, you know, Bill was here, so I mean, I'm, obviously everyone has an opinion, but I'm sure the way Mayo said it wasn't in terms to be directive or to be negative towards us. It was more of a challenge for us to play better and play more physical.
How's it been for you on the field? It's a different combination every single week on the offensive line. I mean, we'll wait until – you probably already know, but it feels like it's going to be an eighth different starting lineup for you guys up front. What have the challenges been with just different, you know, rotations each and every week?
I would just say your general stuff with guys moving, really just communication, and really just playing next to the person – or whoever the new person is, just playing in and stepping in and playing. But at the end of the day, it's football. And speaking for O-line, I mean, we all run the same plays. We're running the same play, so we all know the assignments of each offensive lineman.
Mike Amwenu, Patriots offensive lineman, joining us here, Jones and Keefe, Patriots Friday. It's the grab bag. You referenced the team meeting earlier. You said you guys addressed some of those comments in the team meeting. Who spoke, and what was the message of that team meeting?
Mayo spoke. You know, he obviously touched on the comments and said his what he meant by it. So what I said before in terms of him not calling us directly soft, in terms of him challenging us to have a better game and to play more physical, is exactly the message that he spoke and how we took him and how we approached this week.
The timing of the meeting was interesting. Mayo has referenced now some comments from Kendrick Bourne that players need to kind of focus on recovery and focus on the right things and not staying out late, things of this nature. Were any players disciplined, or did any players get in trouble in London?
No, nobody got in trouble in London. Nope.
So what, when Kendrick Bourne is talking about players staying out late and, you know, sticking to their routine and being professional, what do you think he's referencing?
You know, obviously, I'm sure whoever he's talking about, that's who he's talking about. It's not to my awareness, but, you know, obviously we're in a different setting. And over the last couple of weeks with the international games, there has been players getting in trouble or stuff. So I think that was a big message. So I don't think anyone got in too much trouble.
Too much.
Last time you guys faced the Jets, allowed 7 sacks as a team. What kind of challenges do these guys present? Plus, it looks like they're going to get Hassan Reddick, who wasn't there for the first matchup.
Yeah, I mean, it's from the first game, same challenges. I have a lot of good players on their roster, so obviously it's just a matchup and playing and showing up for the game.
All right, 3 Halloween-related questions for you here, Mike, before we let you go. 1, do you have a favorite Halloween candy?
I would probably say somewhere in between gummy bears and like a Twix.
Gummy bears and a Twix? Wow.
Nice.
What's in between? Oh, the toss-up between them. I see. You know, your Alex Van Pelt said candy corn. Any thoughts on that?
Candy corn? I don't know. I'm going to have to talk to him about that.
I think so, yeah. Do you have a favorite Halloween costume growing up? Or maybe even as an adult at a party, but any costume that you really liked?
I don't have a favorite. I would say the one that stuck out to me was, I remember being like elementary and, I was Scream for Halloween, and I had the mask that had the blood.
That's like Keith's favorite movie.
That you were speaking my language. That actually kind of piggybacks into my last one for you. Do you have a favorite horror movie of all time?
To be honest, I really don't. Okay. I've just been watching more horror movies and thriller movies of recent, really this whole month. So I don't have a favorite, but I can get back to you on that one.
All right. Well, Mike, let me tell you, just for the month of October, right around this time every day on this program, Keith gives out for free.
That's right.
A horror movie recommendation. So if you're looking for them, it's a good spot to tune in. We do it every day.
A lot of good ones out there.
Recommendations today.
Today's going to be Shutter Island. Shutter Island. It's kind of more of a mind-messing movie. Leonardo DiCaprio, 2010, but I recommend Shutter Island.
Okay. I'm going to have to watch that. All right. Think the last movie I watched, I can't remember the movie's name, but it was a movie family that went on a vacation. They were trapped on an island. I
thought it was Vegas.
They were trapped.
They went to an island on vacation, yep.
You're right.
Yeah, they were trapped on they went to a resort, and then it was a beach on the island that they went to, and then they was basically stuck on the beach. They couldn't leave because it was like a magnetic force surrounding the beach. So they basically they got older faster. So they basically were aging like.
Yeah, that's an M. Night Shyamalan movie, right? I think it's just called Old.
Yeah. I think it's called Old.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Very good.
All right. We'll have to check that. You check out Shutter Island. We'll check out the vacation movie. Yeah.
I will, for sure. I'm going to get that to you, the name.
All right. Perfect. That sounds good. Mike and Wendy, we appreciate it.
Good
we'll talk to you
Sunday.
Soon. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, have a good one.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's called Old. I've actually never seen it. M. Night Shyamalan movie. Nick, have you seen this one?
I have not, but we both said Old at the exact same time, so I think it's called Old.
Yeah, Twitch chat old. Also confirms Old.
Yeah. I'm like, you're thinking of the TV show Lost.
No, you're thinking of From.
You know what? Maybe we should give the... Because we asked Christian Gonzalez like kind of what he watches on Netflix, and he was a little... Cat got his tongue.
He didn't have anything.
Mike and Wenu, we kind of put him on the spot with like any movie, right? Maybe we just got to give him a heads up at the beginning of the interview, like, hey, we're gonna ask you about something, so get the title ready, or like... No. In the case of Christian Gonzalez, have anything you're watching ready.
He's the one that brought it up.
Yeah.
Originally. Talking about Gonzo.
True. Yeah.
But how about that? The Mike on Wenu pick of the day.
Wow.
Old. So he's watching him this month, which I got to respect. Yeah. And he wore the Ghostface costume.
Do you think he was watching Studio 666 yesterday around 1 o'clock?
No. Probably not when he was having like an important, like serious discussion with somebody. Yeah. No, hopefully he wasn't watching that.
Maybe late night.
In the team meeting.
Yeah. Maybe.
What's on behind here? What are you watching on your phones? No? Nothing?
No. It's definitely not that scene from... What is it called? Studio 666?
Studio 666.
Definitely not.
I told my wife that story. She's like, well, why didn't you shut it off? I'm like, I would have caused all kinds of attention if I got up,
would've been worse.
Walked over there.
Would have been so much worse.
Yeah.
Would have been so much worse.
Ay.
Okay. Back to the grab bag.
Anyway.
They're not going to catch us. We're on a mission from
grab bag.
All right. Venom, The Last Dance, has snuck up on everybody and is in theaters. This is the Tom Hardy Venom movie, the end of that trilogy, and Davey and I will probably have to see this and do a dork podcast on it, but out of nowhere, during spooky season, here comes Venom, The Last Dance, which I feel like they just ripped from the Chicago Bulls documentary. You can't name
Last Dance. I'm confused by the title there.
It's not very good.
Yeah, Last Waltz taken, Last Dance taken, they just doubled down, yeah.
Text does not love Old. Text line doesn't love
old.
It's
terrible, by the way.
All right. Okay.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's random.
Brandon Phillips. Eduardo Nunez. Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
By the way, a reminder that Joe Castiglione, excellent in the Red Sox Netflix documentary.
He is. You guys have all seen all of them, right?
I finished it last night.
I still have not seen the third episode, but Castig has been great. Yeah,
it's awesome.
It's been a good watch.
I love it.
Real nice watch.
All right, I'm going more modern, much more modern. Huh? This is a player. This should be an easy one. Should be very easy. It's a Dodger. I wanted to go Dodger.
Don't put pressure on us.
No, it is. It's an L.A. Dodger because they're in the World Series tonight, the Fall Classic.
Okay.
Against the Yankees.
Sure.
He's an outfielder for the Dodgers who played from 2006 to 2020. Oh. First 10 years with the Dodgers. Then he played on a number of teams, including San Diego, Atlanta, Colorado, Cincinnati. But you for sure most know him as an L.A. Dodger.
Jock Peterson.
No, good one, though.
Okay.
Good one. He is a 3-time All-Star, a 2-time Gold Glove winner.
Andre Ethier.
No. A 2-time Silver Slugger. He has 2 top 10 MVP finishes, including in 2011, where he finished second. He drove in a league-high 39 dongs. Oh, no, he hit 39. Like, I have that back?
That was the movie yesterday playing his
That guy, stop doing that. 126 RBI led the league, 39 tater tots, second in the MVP.
Let's see. Matt Kemp?
Correct.
Wow!
Finally got one. The more recent,
Nick! Yeah, he lost to Ryan Braun barely. Close race.
Was he dating Rihanna at one point?
Yes, he was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, he was.
I like that.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was on the Reds. I don't remember that at all.
I don't either.
No, he had like a weird second half of his career.
All right, you primitive screwheads. Listen up. This is my
grab bag.
Yeah, people. Oh, yeah. A lot of people got it on the text line.
Did they? Oh, yeah. Twitch chat got it.
Yeah.
Our good pal DJ has texted that Old is a quote-unquote banger of a movie.
Okay, so we'll put one and two.
Yeah, yeah.
Mike on Wenu and DJ
know.
Like.
I don't know if you love
old.
I don't know if you got to be. You have a specific DJ taste to like it, apparently. But he
and I have not seen eye to eye in every movie. I will say that
it's a banger of a movie.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. People are texting me. Matt Kemp was too easy. All right, it was an LA Dodger. We had
me and Billy. Me and Billy couldn't get it.
Right.
I wasn't going to get that.
My sweeter spot is in the 90s, even though I probably, you know, watched these guys way more recently and in the, but whatever.
Okay.
Matt Kemp. There you go. That's the grab bag.
Been a good week for the grab bag.
Been a real random, nice grab
random
bag.
Baseball
week.
Players, multiple Patriots players.
Two Patriots in the bag.
Sponsors out there for the grab bag. I would just let you know. If you're interested in sponsoring the grab bag,
did you see what DJ?
There's a good chance you're going to get some Patriots in there.
Did DJ Bean tweeted?
No, I saw
Mike on Wenu who just called into Jones and Keefe and said they should check out old Patriots season back on.
I also like, and not to, you know, skip past this too, I also like that he said, I don't think anybody got in too much trouble.
Yeah, seriously.
Too much.
I heard that too. I was like, oh boy.
Just when
you guys want to close the loop on some of these things.
Just when you thought he was like, no one got disciplined. Oh, okay.
I don't think anybody got
trouble.
Too much trouble. Well, we got Mayo. No one's going to get disciplined, but everybody kind of got in trouble.
It's a good, you know what, yeah, Keith?
That's the line.
Flaw on my question. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. He's not going to discipline anybody. Of course he doesn't discipline mm-hmm. anybody. All right, good point by you. Yep. All right, that's the grab bag. We'll come back. We'll check in and see what Andy Hart, Christian Arcan have coming up here as Patriots Friday rolls on WEEI.
Harder. Better. Faster. Longer. Harder. Longer. Harder. Longer.
Alex Van Pelt, a fan of candy corn and Kanye, apparently.
I'm telling you, I think I know he says he doesn't listen to radio
mm-hmm.
and he ignores all that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure he told a friend of his that he was going on the radio.
Yeah,
and the guy was like, I bet you won't say longer and harder. He's like, oh, you don't think I
oh,
will?
You don't think I will?
I won't say it five times in the first five questions. He said it every single time. Which I do think, whether a friend dared him or not, I think.
Yeah, we got to play harder. We got to play longer. We need to play harder and longer. We got to play harder and longer. We need to play longer and play harder. Okay. Playing harder and longer.
Okay.
That was for the first 4 minutes of the interview.
Calm down.
Easy. Don't be a hero, all right? Just do what you can do. Control what you can control.
Hey, Alex, I forget. And this is, they do good work over there. What are my friends at Northeast Men's Health? How do they promise? How do they help you out?
Yeah, we got to play harder. We got to play longer.
Okay, good. That's right. good.
But that, to me, is the counter to we have a soft team.
We have
a soft team. So it's both like, all right.
Oh, you think we're soft? No, we're hard and long.
Well, no, we need to be. We need to be.
Yeah, we all need to be.
How long are they going to be? Sunday? How are we going to know if they, like, were long, like, as, like, are we going to know? Coach, first
you'll
question.
Know. You'll know.
Great performance on the team. Are they long enough? It's gonna be like, I know you really harped on that on Friday on the midday show there.
In 3 weeks, we'll have to circle back.
Long enough?
Assuming, it felt very long.
Assuming he's still.
Why do you have that? What is that?
Seriously.
It's Gonzalez from our first interview.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was probably our best Patriot guest interviews this week between Gonzo, AVP.
I think it's the grab bag. It pops.
Grab bag gets a little out of him.
Yeah, I think so too.
Big Mike on Wenu gave us a movie rec.
Yeah.
Didn't have the name. We had to track the name down for the film. But
he gave us the whole plot. spoilers included.
Wild twist ending.
Couldn't give us the title.
No.
But just all the spoilers you could possibly
ask
for.
No, I'll look into it.
Yeah, okay.
Check it out.
And right, in the end, Bruce Willis is dead.
The whole time.
He was dead the whole time. Come on.
You know who killed him?
Donnie Wahlberg.
It's true.
Was it?
Yeah, it was Donnie Wahlberg.
It's been a while since I've seen that film.
Slimmed down at Donnie Wahlberg at the beginning of that scene.
Didn't even know that.
Real slim.
Mm.
It was intense.
He's a good actor. You know, by the way, Mayo, and we're talking about kind of the Q&A. You know, Mayo at the end of his press conference today, he was asked about that long jet soliloquy. You said Mayo's going to morph into Bill.
Yes.
And be more buttoned up at the podium.
Definitely.
You know, his walk-off was, I listened to Coach Stacy.
Talking about Stacey James.
Stacey James, head of the PR.
Yeah.
And
so they must be just irate with him, being like, dude, do less.
They're literally hand-holding him through.
And then seven?
Then he says the quiet part out loud. He's like, oh, yeah, they're coaching.
Coach Stacey over here is always telling me, you know, focus on the Jets. So thanks, guys.
He is a broken man.
It's like when someone's getting interviewed on Dateline and they have to look to their lawyer, like, to know if they can I say this? Am I allowed to be saying
Coach
this?
Stacey?
Okay. Coach Stacey?
Because you know,
just say the Jets thing.
Yeah. Legit was a part of the process. He's like, all right, you have to do these.
Kill as much time as you can at the beginning of the press conference by just droning on about the
filibuster,
Jets.
Filibuster.
Yeah.
Tell us everything you know about the Jets.
Yeah.
Name as many players as you can. Then we'll take three questions. And we'll be like, hey, they talked for 5 minutes.
Like, whether he's.
That was still better than last week. Last week he sounded
Give me the,
in a
give
lot
me
of
last
pain.
Week's groan?
Last week's groan was bad.
Yeah, last week's groan.
Basically saying ew is like how bad that one is.
Give me this.
Yeah, that's a little bit more like refreshed. That's a little bit more revitalized.
Hang on. Give me the first. I'll have the first one standing by. Oh, Liberty Mutual. Who are those commercials? Limu.
Ew.
Emu.
That
doesn't
work. That's what it is. Limu, emu.
It's like Jones's key. Doesn't work.
That's true. That's very similar to a Jones key.
That is true. Arcan's here. What do you guys have coming
sounds
up
Sounds like me after too much fried food is what that sounds
it
like.
It sure does.
Mike Giardi's going to join the show at 3:30 today, which we're very excited about.
Nice. Oh, can you get into, ask him, can you get into the media civil war down there? Lazar has called out. People asking pointed questions to KJ Osborne. Are you aware of
this? We're talking all about this, yes.
Yeah.
And that's what led to Perillo's thing yesterday.
Yeah, Perillo's thing was great.
Yeah, it's shots across the bow all over the place, and they're all coming from Foxborough, which I really enjoy.
Even the media is warring down. Like, even they are, like, pointing fingers at each other. So it's ugly down there. So
team is so bad, media members hate each other. Like, where did that come from?
Yeah, seriously.
Like, Jesus.
So
it's
Giardi,
pretty
good.
Giardi at 3:30. We'll react to a pretty rough start to the season here for your Boston Bruins. Why this is happening, and the Celtics look like a wagon still getting off to the exact start everybody thought. So we'll get to that as well. We'll also have, instead of a Jets scouting report, we're a secret segment later on in the show at 4:30, which is going to involve Andy, who's on remote, and maybe one of our friends in the back here. So that should be a lot of fun as well.
Secret segment with a friend in the back.
Secret segment with a friend in the back.
Oh, my goodness.
Be longer and harder.
That's,
put that
on OnlyFans.
By the way, did you guys cover the Northeastern bathroom story? Do you know about that?
Well, I am aware of that story. Yeah, there's like a
they were using
like an academic building at Northeastern for like a prostitution ring.
Yes,
or something
and
like
that's
that?
Jones's two favorite things: Northeastern University and sex acts in a public restroom.
And paying for sex,
pretty much. Those two things, I'd say.
Those are my two things.
I'm sure you already covered that, but we'll get to that as well.
Jones is like, legally, I can't talk about it. The Huskies and paying for sex, my two favorite things. That's the crossover here on Jones and Keefe. It's brought to you by The 99 Restaurant. You got to try The 99 Restaurant's new $14.99 big deal meals. Four hearty full-size entrees for just $14.99 every Monday through Wednesday, like the roast turkey dinner or the juicy chopped sirloin. You got to love The 9. Stay tuned. You got WEEI Afternoons. Have a great weekend, Patriots and Jets. That should be fun. And we're back with the Patriots Monday at 10 o'clock here on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.